I've provided a great resource entitled How to Build a Staff with No Budget. Now, this resource is like the definitive guide in my personal roadmap for building a robust and paid staff where one didn't exist before. Now, this is like a super powerful supplement to all the things that I'm sharing in this course. And this ebook is like literally the exact plan that I used to transition key volunteers into full-time staff members. Download it now, check it out later. Now, at this time, I want you to download the responsibility versus commitment model. I want to actually like have you print this off so I can visually explain to you how I transitioned key volunteers into full-time staff. Okay. On the responsibility versus commitment model document, you'll see that someone moves from not being paid to being paid. They are moving like up on the graphic. As someone moves to higher and higher levels, their pay is going to increase. Now, a super volunteer who is earning like a monthly stipend will likely get 15 to maybe 50 bucks a month. However, an interesting shift happens. Once that volunteer crosses over that line from not paid into the paid category. Let's first talk about the volunteer themselves and look at the left arrow on the document and the volunteer's level of influence and involvement begins to increase the higher that they move. They get to speak into game-changing decisions and they're now like an inside part of the team. Now let's talk about the expectations the staff can have in regard to this volunteer. I want you now to look at that right arrow on the document. With every step up on the paid category, the level of responsibility and expectation and time commitment increases. Consider this quote, "When you start to pay, we get to have a little bit more say. Once compensation begins, even if a nominal amount, the tables, I gotta say, are slightly turned because we're compensating somebody, we can expect them to fill in normally challenging roles every week and have that area covered. Listen, though it is subtle, there is like a psychological turning point in the mind of a formerly not paid volunteer when they start receiving money. The game changer is in their feeling of commitment and their level of responsibility. You see, it grows because we can expect just a little bit more of them. Now, I've used this simple trick dozens and dozens and dozens of times to get more done and simultaneously not burn out a key volunteer. It's a super powerful tactic. Now, in closing, I want you to look toward the top of the graphic and notice the director pastor role. That was my role for over 10 years. On the left side, I had a greater level of influence and I was compensated at a higher point than maybe a part-time associate, fair. However, also notice that the level of expectation and responsibility also increased at the same rate. When there was a problem on Saturday night, the part-time associate likely did not even know about the problem. In a sense, some problems or issues may have been, in a sense, above their pay grade. Now, this doesn't mean that they're not incapable of handling the problem. Rather, they're not paid enough for like this problem to interrupt their life in order to deal with the problem. The higher you rise, the more you are paid, but the more level of expectations that increases in kind. Now, I want you to think about the top of the graphic. And I want you to notice the senior pastor or maybe the executive pastor roles. Yes, these roles may be paid the highest, that's fine, but they are dealing with things that are way above my pay grade. And I'm certainly glad that they have that job and not me. Personally, I don't want to think about building campaigns or city ordinances or sudden deaths of a longtime church member. People at my level just didn't get those types of emergency calls, nor did I have to deal with those like ultra complicated issues. While this seems like an obvious, like quite logical point, the thing I want you to think about is that key volunteer is now that volunteer who's on the cusp of greatness, right? And it's likely too much for you to ask them to do anything more because of course they're just a volunteer. But if you can like surrender just a portion of your operational budget, even 15 bucks a month, you can begin the process of transitioning that person toward a full-time staff position. Trust me when I say to you, this strategy works.